discouraging world. And the skies are not cloudy.
You're listening to Health Center in the Catskills on WIOX Community Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program. As many people have experienced, when your bank account is on empty and you're trying to figure out how to pay for housing and food for yourself and your family, the stress can be unbearable. The Western Catskills Community Revitalization Council is an organization that understands this stress and provides counseling to people who are struggling with finances and housing. Eileen Knott is the HUD, Housing and Urban Development, Certified Housing and Financial Counselor for Western Catskills, and I'm delighted to have her here on Health Center in the Catskills. Welcome, Eileen.
Thanks so much for having me on, Diane. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. I can. That's good. Good. So let's talk about what the Western Catskills Community Revitalization Council is.
First thing I want to say is that we've rebranded. So we are WCCRC, so you don't have to say the big, long name there. It's a little bit easier, WCCRC. So a lot of people don't know what we do here, and there we are a rural preservation company. There are 58 of these rural preservation companies in New York, and we're one of them. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and so we have the rural preservation companies do different activities, different things in their community, but Western Catskills focuses on three main things. So that would be, housing and financial counseling. I'm a HUD certified counselor, which means all of my services are free, and we'll get into that in a little bit. We also host apartments. So we have four apartment buildings that for seniors and lower income people.
And disabled too, right?
Excuse me?
And people who are disabled, is that right?
Correct, correct. And we also host home repair grants for low to moderate income folks. And one of the things I want to bring up is a lot of people immediately assume I'm not low income. A family of four needs to make less than $66,800 to be considered for one of our grants. So the income limits are quite high. Many people would qualify, even though they think they may not. And so we work with the community in these three areas.
So let's talk a little bit more about the financial counseling that you provide. It is a free service, and you provide, this is in relation to financial stress of housing, is that correct?
Yes, yes. One of the things, you know, in the last quarter of 2023, our the credit card debt in the United States went from $212 billion to $17 trillion.
Wow.
That's just in the last quarter of 2023.
Wow. Say that again.
There's the credit card debt in America. The last quarter of 2023 was $212 billion, and that rose to $17.5 trillion within the last quarter of 2023.
Wow.
So this is across the board. People are taking the credit cards out to live and to survive, basically. So that's a huge, huge amount of money.
It is.
And, you know, I was born in the generation before, I was born before Google. So, you know, there in those days when we didn't swipe a card, there was a physical connection to our money. There was a physical, visual sensation, you know, visual experience of opening our wallets, taking the greenbacks out, handing them over to the cashier. And all of that now with the swiping of a card or tapping of a card, or even automatic purchasing where you don't even have to do anything, right? You just sign up and products will automatically come to you every month. There's a disconnect from our finances that is causing some of this. We're no longer connected in a way. You know, we have to kind of go in and look at our statement. It doesn't arrive in the mail anymore. It's all online. So we have to take a more active stance in being engaged with our finances, because it's extremely easy to get disconnected. And in this disconnection is where a lot of stress comes in. I don't, you know, I'm not a health expert, but I know that the mental health crisis has also increased in the United States, and the finances go with that.
So this service that you provide is a free service, and so how would I know that I should come to you for this counseling?
So the exact services I provide are financial management or basic budget counseling. So if you're opening that credit card bill and there's not enough money to pay for it or to pay the minimum, or you don't know how you spent that much because you thought it was a lot less, that would be a reason to come in. If you're purchasing a home, I provide pre-purchase home counseling. There's a lot to know these days. It's not just like renting. If I could afford $1,000 of rent, it's not the same as a $1,000 mortgage. So I have lots of information on that. Foreclosure prevention. If you land in a place where you can't pay your mortgage anymore, I, as a housing counselor, can kind of have your back and help you through the process, explain the legality of what's going on, timelines, and even show up to court. If you need to go there, I can come with you. If you've purchased a home already and maybe you're considering refinancing, that would be a time to come to me too. We can look at refinance options and how that can work with your budget. I also do rental counseling, so a lot of our senior folks here need help filling out recertification applications for Section 8 or food stamps or things like that. You can come to me, and I can help you fill out those tedious forms.
Do I have to be in your housing to get that service?
Mm-hmm. No, you can come and I can help you. Some of these forms are like, you know, they're like 12 pages long, and they have teeny tiny writing. Many of my clients have difficulty seeing. They have shaky hands from Parkinson's and things like that. You know, so I can assist with filling out forms. I do provide some homelessness counseling. We are not a homeless shelter, but I can help folks get connected to places that are, if they're in need with that. And again, we also do home improvements with the grants that we have. So I'm a vital part in that. If you're coming through our agency to get one of our home repair grants, I will assist in that process by doing a budget with you and making sure that you're in the positive. One of the reasons the grants that we get from the state, from the federal government, they want to make sure that people are in good financial standing. And so budget counseling is part of the grant process when you come through, because they don't want to invest the money in you and then, you know, have you go into foreclosure or bankruptcy a couple of months down the road. So it's an important feature of the grant process as well.
Just say a little bit more about the home repair program.
We have a number of different grants. The grants are continually opening and closing depending on the funding. We have some of our grants do large things like roofs, siding, wells, structural things, things that are dangerous. The state likes to keep things up to, you know, safety code. You know, so if you have rickety stairways getting into your home. One of the neat grants that we do is the Restore, and that one, it helps seniors stay in their homes longer. Mm-hmm. So we do things like bring washers and dryers upstairs so they don't have to navigate basement stairs, putting in handrails, widening doorways for wheelchair access. We had a woman recently who was, you know, has been disabled most of her life, but her cabinets were up high. So we brought them down with some special features so she could reach her dishes by herself and be more independent in that way. So there's lots of things we do. If you come in to see me for budget counseling, I have a whole nice book of before and after projects that we've done that really help beautify our community and make people feel confident and happy and good about the home that they're living in.
Now, what's the area that you cover?
We, as a housing counselor, I can work with people anywhere. I am not limited to Western Catskill service area. But if you're interested in the grants for the homes, so we work in 18 towns in three different counties, so Schoharie, Delaware, and Greene County. And the towns in there would be Harpersfield, Courtright, Middletown, Roxbury, and Stamford. That's mm-hmm. Delaware County. Mm-hmm. We have Ashland, Halcott, Hunter, Jewett, Lexington, and Prattsville in Greene County, and Blenheim, Broome, Cohensville, Fulton, Gilboa, Jefferson, and Summit in Schoharie County. You have to pay your taxes to one of those towns. I know some of the addresses get a little funky here in the rural areas. You live in one town, but it's where you pay your taxes to. So you may not actually live in one of those areas, but if you pay your taxes to that town, you'd be considered in our service area.
Now, Eileen, I you know, the short-term rental market is really changing the availability of housing in our and the cost of housing in our region. And whether you're buying property or whether you're renting a housing, I know people who really are struggling to find affordable housing. I would assume that that you're seeing an uptick in people needing help with this, but are people reluctant to ask for help, or are you seeing an uptick?
People are reluctant to ask for help. People don't know we exist. People don't know, I constantly run into the fact that people don't know that housing counseling exists. And it's always just excellent to have someone who knows things about the housing industry and different mortgage types that you could get in order to get housing. I know, as I've seen, personally, I've never had worked with any homelessness, and this past year I've had an 800% increase. So I had like 8 clients come mm-hmm. in who were literally out of their homes. It's difficult that there is no housing stock, and I feel that we're going to be looking at more of that generational living together as solution to be able to afford home ownership, because things are just so expensive, and the interest rates now are insane. It's like 8% or 7.5%. nine. It's really insane.
So in the little bit of time that we have left, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the poverty rate is very high here, and there are people who, you know, are living on the edge. And so when it comes to the financial piece, what are some sort of takeaways or some pointers that you would put out there for people who would say to you, I don't have enough money to make my ends meet every month because the cost of my housing has gone up. So I have to use my credit card, or I'm in debt and I'm not going to be able to get out of it. How do you prevent the debt? What can people do to prevent going into debt and to trying to not have their financial stress lead to that mental stress?
A lot of times people don't realize what they are spending on. And I've had numerous client stories over the time that I've worked here where we can save people a couple of $100 a year at least with just what's in their budget. Things like I had a client who would check his balance at the local gas station, and that particular ATM charged $2.75 every mm-hmm. time he looked at his balance. And he was doing that three times a month. And you multiply that by 12, and you get over $100 mm-hmm. just to take a look at the balance, where that's something you can track yourself. Things like overdraft protection. If you're paying attention to your finances, I've seen accounts that charge $15 a month for overdraft protection. If you're being astute with your finances, that's $144 a year. So sometimes people just aren't aware, or they're not thinking. You know, I had the couple that came in, and neither of them like sports. And upon investigation after my suggestion, they were had been paying for like 3 years for the sports channel in their cable situation, and that was like $40 a month. And so these are areas that I try to help people with. Many times the older folks from that born before Google generation don't like to take services, and they may very well qualify for things like HEAP and SNAP, which helps with heating and food, or some of the insurance companies even will have special cards to help with purchasing different products. So I have a lot of resources that perhaps clients may not know about that can help them. Most people have never, ever written a budget down, and it's very eye-opening. Because we do a budget, we write down what people think they're spending, and I have them go home and track what they're actually spending, and there's a world of difference. I keep saying I'm going to put a dollar store and Amazon Prime on my budget.
Well, it's clear that you have lots of tips up your sleeve that can help people. If somebody is listening and would like to contact you for some financial counseling or housing counseling, how would they do so?
They can certainly call me at 607-652-2823, extension 105. Our information's on the website as well, westerncatskills.org.
Give those one more time.
The phone number is 607-652-2823, extension 105. And the website is westerncatskills.org.
Well, Eileen Knott, it's clear that you're a wealth of information. I want to thank you for coming on to Health Setter in the Catskills, and please come back on again. This is fascinating. Eileen Knott is the Housing and Financial Certified Housing and Financial Counselor for the Western Catskills Community Revitalization Council, or WCCRC, although, of course, Eileen, then people are saying, well, what is WCCRC?
Right.
And we're going to have you back on to talk about radon in housing. So let's do that in the next couple months. Thank you so much, Eileen.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I didn't know about Western Catskills and discovered them and met with Eileen and the executive director of Western Catskills, and it was fascinating. So I urge you to look into that. If you're having some financial stress, contact Eileen. She's a wealth of information. Well, you've been listening to Health Center in the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason, and we're live and local on WIOX Community Radio in the Catskill Mountains. Have a great day. We'll be right back.